Jessi Norman will sing tonight at Carnegie Hall. She's performed there dozens of times, but this time it's a little different. She's sharing the stage not only with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, but with the hip-hop artists The Roots. What brings them together is a poem by Langston Hughes called Ask Your Mama. The poem has been set to music before, but not on this scale. Tonight's world premiere is part of a festival called Honor, showcasing the cultural legacy of African-American musicians. Jeff London reports.
Composer Laura Cartman was going through a bookstore when she stumbled onto a little-known epic poem by Langston Hughes, the poet laureate of the Harlem Renaissance. It was called Ask Your Mama, 12 Moods for Jazz.
And of course, what attracted me to the piece was not only was it by Langston Hughes, who I think is one of the most brilliant poets who ever lived, but in the right-hand margins of the poem, Langston says exactly how the music should sound.
I want to see my mother when the roll is called up yonder in the quarter of the Negroes. Tell me how long must I wait?
Zaira, Zaira.
Can I get it now, or must I hesitate?
Hughes wrote the sprawling poem late in his career, in 1960, while he was attending the Newport Jazz Festival. He had music in his ears and dictated a kind of soundtrack in the margins of the poem that included everything from blues to German lieder to gospel and Latin music together, says singer Jessi Norman.
One of the poems is called The Gospel Cha-Cha, where there's sort of African-American gospel music, but also the music that one would have heard that was coming up from the Caribbean.
That's Tammy Jenkins singing Jessi Norman's part in a demo recording. Annie Dorson, who directed Passing Strange on Broadway, is overseeing the physical presentation of Ask Your Mama, which will include video. She says Langston Hughes was paying homage to generations of African-American artists while experimenting with the form.
You know, he's taking in Charlie Parker, is taking in, you know, bebop. He's taking in sort of innovations from more radical artists. And he's, you know, experimenting a little bit late in life, wondering what it all means, what his life as an artist has meant, how he fits into the marketplace, how he fits into Black history, how he fits into American history.
I moved out to Long Island, even further than St. Albans, which lately is known nowhere. I moved out even further, further, farther, on the sound way off the turnpike. I'm the only color. Got there, yes, I made it. Named in the papers every day. Got there, yes, I made it. Named in the papers every day.
Famous
the hard way. From nobody and nothing to where I am.
Laura Cartman has written something of a maximalist score for Ask Your Mama. She's using hip-hop. She's using a full classical orchestra. She's using jazz instruments. She even has two musicians sitting at keyboards triggering samples from laptops.
When Langston asks for old-time traditional 12-bar blues, instead of making the orchestra do that, which always sounds not quite right, to be kind, I actually trigger the sample of Cab Calloway doing St. James Infirmary Blues.
The quarter of the Negroes where the doorknobs let in leader more than German ever bore.
Langston Hughes is a presence throughout the piece.
We found an old recording of Langston reading the poem. I digitized that, and then what I did is I sampled from that as well. He begins the poem, and he speaks to us constantly throughout the poem. He also does a little bit of singing, too.
Cartman demonstrates at the keyboard.
So the music goes, delight, 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 delight. So Langston singing, D, 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 D,
delight, 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 delight.
Composer Laura Cartman says she felt delight creating a piece for Jesse Norman as well. They began working on it together 2 years ago.
And I went and sat next to her on her couch, and she sat very close, and she started singing spirituals to me. And, well, I thought I was just going to melt. But I'd never heard her sing like this. I'd never heard her sing that intimately. I don't think anybody had.
Ask Your Mama is really a microcosm of this festival. All of these names, all of this music that Langston Hughes heard in Harlem at the time, the newer immigrants from Latin America and people coming to this country from Africa that were making their music that he was hearing, all of this is indicated in the margins of the poem. And all of this Laura has been able to bring to this piece.
After Carnegie Hall, Ask Your Mama is scheduled to be performed with Jesse Norman at the Hollywood Bowl and with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear more music from Ask Your Mama and hear more from its creators at nprmusic.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.